AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is suggesting he has damaging information on Robert Mueller, the former FBI director now heading the Russia investigation. And the president is talking publicly about the possibility that he can fire him. The president also slamming Attorney General Jeff Sessions, telling the New York Times Sessions should have spoken to him before deciding to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. That recusal led to Mueller taking over. AP correspondent Matt Small is in Washington with what else the president is saying.
President Trump says that as far as he knows, he himself isn't under investigation, despite reports that special counsel Robert Mueller is looking at whether he obstructed justice by firing FBI Director James Comey. Trump tells the New York Times, "I don't think we're under investigation," adding, "I'm not under investigation. For what? I didn't do anything wrong."
The president took a moment to offer his best wishes to Senator John McCain, who's just been diagnosed with brain cancer, glioblastoma, an aggressive type of brain tumor. His good friend Senator Lindsey Graham spoke with him by phone last night.
"Yeah, I'm going to have to stay here a little bit longer, take some treatments, and I'll be back." And we talked about 5 minutes, you know, it's going to be a tough way forward. But he says, "I've been through worse."
The number of elderly patients who survive beyond 5 years with this type of cancer is 4%, according to the American Cancer Society. Today, O.J. Simpson tries to convince a Nevada parole board to let him out of prison. Christopher Darden isn't happy about that. He prosecuted Simpson after Simpson was charged with killing his ex-wife and her friend.
"No, I imagine he will be granted parole, unfortunately."
He was on the Today Show this morning. O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of killing Nicole Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman years ago. This is AP Radio News. The Congressional Budget Office has put a price tag on the latest GOP health care proposal. Millions more Americans would lose health care coverage, says the CBO proposal, if Obamacare is repealed but not replaced.
The nonpartisan budget analyst for Congress says if the Affordable Care Act is erased but not replaced, an additional 32 million people will be uninsured in less than a decade. The report says average premiums for people buying their own health insurance would double by 2026. And if nothing's done, 75% of Americans will live in regions without any insurer selling policies to individuals. The Senate continues to grapple with health care reform. The president is insisting that they vote on a health care replacement measure. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Authorities say a Florida man shot at two AT&T trucks because they were parked in front of his driveway. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.